It's typically always fairly dry and sometimes challenging in the springtime from the standpoint of moisture. But this year it's severe. This drought has been prolonged and we're really suffering. Of course, you've seen some of the announcements about some of the wildfires around and folks having difficulty. But our cattle producers are under quite a bit of stress. Certainly there's a shortage of forage. They're having to move cattle around to try to keep them access to forage. And heck, in some places, drinking water is an issue. I've talked to several different operations that are running track hose full-time, digging water holes deeper to have access to drinking water. I've talked to people that have some wells going dry, just a variety of problems, all as a result of the drought. Of course, we should be, you know, well into our first cutting of hay, those that produce hay, and that's not happening. There's just not been enough moisture to really grow any volume. And I would say from Gainesville south is extremely parched and severe droughts. The last weekend we had a little moisture in some places and other places not, but we're a long ways from the middle to latter part of June when the oceans warm up and afternoon showers hit everywhere. So we just have to tough through it. We have not seen people have to depopulate. They're certainly having to feed, but take hay to cattle and feed additional protein and energy. There are some producers that are starting to wean some calves early to take the stress off of their cow herd. So it's going to be interesting summer, and our producers' costs are going to be higher just because of all this dry weather. But we're hoping and praying that it'll start raining pretty quickly and things will improve.